As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday, July the 22nd. There's a pair of 11s for you, 11-11. Thursday, July the 22nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly, and workable solutions as we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone. But you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on, bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access, or in the Austin, Texas area, may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96. Exeter Mo, 65647. Big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, and all the rest of you that are out there across the, as they say, fruited plains. Broadcasting, Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Gold traverses a narrow band below $1,200 this morning. U.S. dollar weakens, equities decline, Bernanke speaks, the markets tank, ETF contango, joblessness and payola continues. Yes, we'll go into all of that news today. Later in the broadcast, we'll go back and revisit once again with John Stuart Mill on representative government. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for this morning, Thursday, July the 22nd, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds gold trading up 40 cents at $1,186.50 an ounce. Silver up 8 cents at $17.76. Gotta like that number, huh? Up 8 cents at $17.76. cents a troy ounce. Platinum up $4 at $1,517 an ounce, and palladium up $4 at $450 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, a $10 trading band there. Very narrow range, very tight, kind of staying right in that spot, too. Might as well like it there. Good, building a lot of support. But the lows this morning, $1,180.40 for a low, $1,190.60 for a high. But at $1,186.50, your gold is up year to year, $235.50 an ounce for a 24.76% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning set the price of gold at $1,187. It's trading just a hair below that right now. The SPDR gold shares overnight unchanged at 1,308.13 metric tons for a value on the street of $50.10 billion. Unchanged, though. That's a good sign. They're not selling, they're not dumping, so we're still in business. We'll be right back right after these words from our sponsors.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, July the 22nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's close out that market report for this morning, again out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But 1 hour ago, gold was up 40 cents at $1,186.50 an ounce. Silver up 8 cents at $17.76. Platinum up $4 at $15.17, and palladium up $4 as well at $450 an ounce. Very narrow trading bands, though, nevertheless, lower than they have been in the past. We had a high not all that terribly long ago of $1,265.30 in the gold market. We're considerably below that right now, about $80 down. Not good. Looking for it to come down further, possibly. Some people are saying that, coming back up again, perhaps not for a month or two. So we should see this trading band for some weeks, I would imagine. Again, the London Gold Fix, $1,187. You can see how the jackboot of the LBMA is on top of gold this morning. They set the price. That's where it runs. You don't think this is a rigged market? Nobody is spared. The SPDR gold shares overnight unchanged at 1,308.13 metric tons. For a value on the street of $50.10 billion. Those are big hands and deep pockets in the gold market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday, taking a whack, closed down 109 at 10,121. The NASDAQ wasn't spared, off 35 at 2,187. And the S&P 500 down 14, closing at 1,070 yesterday. I guess Benjamin Bernanke should have kept his mouth shut. The markets didn't like what he had to say. Crude oil up 49 cents in early trading at $77.05 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. And the U.S. dollar index off another 58 basis points, trades at 82.71. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we find the Canadian loonie moving up. As the U.S. dollar moves down, the Canadian loonie moves up 0.48%, or 48 basis points, trading and exchanging at 96 cents U.S. The Mexican peso up 61 basis points, yet still at 8 cents a pop. The euro up 88 basis points, a strong move in the euro, yet at $1.29, still below that $1.30 mark that it made not long ago. The British pound moves up 43 basis points against the U.S. dollar and trades at $1.52. And the Swiss franc, again at parity and remaining at parity with the Canadian loonie, moving up 64 basis points, trades or exchanges, I should say, at 96 cents U.S. In the bond market, still grief in the bond market. The yield on the two-year treasury, 0.57%. This is part of Bernanke's strategy, I suppose. The 10-year yield at 2.90%, the 30-year at 3.90%. And in the mortgage pit, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moving down from a month ago at 4.16, this morning at 4.09, as they try and make a mortgages more attractive and affordable for Americans, right? 30-year mortgage, likewise, moving down from 4.80% a month ago to 4.62% this morning, and the prime rate stands at 3.25. Of course, today was a big day on the economic calendar, many things on the economic calendar. For the week, it's just a long scroll, the weekly bill settlement, the jobless claims. Bernanke is going to speak, or did speak, at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. He's probably still yapping right now. God only knows where the market will go before he gets done speaking. William Dudley speaks. I don't know if he's going to be able to pull a rabbit out of his hat. He might pull something out of a different orifice. I don't know. Existing whole home sales, the consensus will come in. It's on right now. The FHA price index, leading indicators, natural gas reports, three-month bill announcement. Well, you get the idea. It's a laundry list of things happening. Let's go over here and take a look at this one. The jobless claims, nobody really liking this number. But the highlights from the Econo Day, again, you can find their website at econoday.com, econoday.com, econoday.com. The highlights, jobless claims, the Labor Department confesses it was holiday distortions tied to July the 4th that held down initial jobless claims in the prior week. I mean, they'll find anything. When you're looking for an excuse, when you're all upside down and inside out with excusitis, if you're looking for an excuse, any excuse will do. So this time it was holiday distortions tied to July 4th that held down initial claims. Of course, you know, other than the month of August, we have holidays every month. So I guess you can always pull out the holiday wild card and blame it on that. Claims for the July 10th week jumped 37,000 to 464,000. The prior week revised 2,000 lower to 427,000. But despite the jump, the four-week average at 456,000 is slightly lower than this time last month, which is hold out hope for improvement in the monthly payroll data. All right? Continuing claims fell 223,000 in data for the July 10th week. I can imagine that these are people whose continuing claims have run out. The four-week average for this reading shows only marginal improvement from a month ago. So we're still upside down and inside out with jobless. Okay, leading indicators, here's a little bit more. This is a rather difficult one to understand. You'd have to go up on Econo Day and get into it and study around and figure out why investors care about this. But here are the Conference Board's index of leading indicators. Gained 0.4% in May after no change in April. However, the positives were not as robust as hoped. So unexpectedly, the leading indicators didn't come in and bail anybody out. Existing home sales, this one is pretty much in your face. Existing home sales in May fell 2.2% to an annual sales rate of 5.66 million from April's 5.79 million. So as we see, as we moved into the springtime this year, the number of homes, existing homes that were selling, just kept getting smaller and smaller and smaller. The number just continued to decline. But anybody out there that's been in the real estate market, you know that you're looking in the spring. That's the time when more people buy their new home or move homes, change and move across town, get out of the old neighborhood, move into the new. Sometimes people move to get their children into a better school district. Sometimes the children are growing up a little bit and they want to move closer to the junior high or the high school. So that's not a good sign in the spring when you see people not buying houses and that the number of houses that did get sold falls. Here's what Bloomberg has to say as far as the extended discussion of the jobless claims in the U.S. This article written by Shravana Chandra, July 22nd, New News. Jobless claims in the U.S. increased more than economists forecast to 464,000. More Americans than projected filed applications for unemployment benefits last week, a sign that firings remain elevated as the economy is expanding. Firings remain elevated even as the economy is expanding. You can figure that one out. And when you do, shoot me an email, bvlhost@centurytel.net. Tell me how it is that firings can continue to remain elevated and have an expanding economy. I don't quite figure it out. Initial jobless claims jumped by 37. I guess that's the statistical recovery and the human recession that we've heard about for a while. Well, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So again, looking at these jobless numbers, this article off of Bloomberg this morning, you know, we talked about Michael Bloomberg yesterday. He's got a nasty habit of asking the ladies to drop their bloomers. Unfortunately, I can't believe the article that we read. We found it up on up on Wikipedia. Total heartless fellow indeed. But anyway, off the Bloomberg website, Michael Bloomberg here. Michael Rubens, Bloomberg. Initial jobless claims jumped by 37,000 to 464,000 in the week ended July the 17th, exceeding the highest estimate of the economists surveyed by Bloomberg News. Labor Department's figures showed today in Washington. Median projected claims would climb to 445,000. You see, we're considerably above that. Their survey didn't work out too well. The number of people receiving unemployment insurance and those getting extended payments dropped. The figures underscore projections that a lack of jobs will restrain consumer spending. That's a no-brainer. The biggest part of the economy and lead to slower growth in the second half of the year. It'll probably take a significant amount of time, close quote, quote unquote there, take a significant amount of time to restore the almost 8.5 million jobs lost in 2008 and 2009, Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Bernanke, told Congress yesterday. Don't know what he's telling Congress this morning, but it's probably not good news. It's going to be very slow progress in the labor market, close quote. Brian Bethune, chief U.S. financial economist at IHS Global Insight in Lexington, Massachusetts, was our frequent caller, Jeff says, Massachusetts, said before the report, quote, businesses are being just too conservative in hiring. Businesses are being just too conservative in hiring. Well, Brian, businesses don't become conservative in hiring. Businesses hire when they have jobs to offer, okay? Hiring isn't something you do, like morning coffee service or buying toilet paper and having your office vacuumed. Businesses only hire when there's work to be done. The rebound in part reflects the unwinding of decreases in the prior 2 weeks as fewer factories closed for mid-year retooling than the government estimated. Fewer factories closed for mid-year retooling. Yeah. Yeah, we always close for a couple of weeks in the summer and sharpen our tool, right? The forecast was based on the median projection of 42 economists surveyed, so on and so forth. Well, there's a lot more to that. Here's another one. This ought to really upset you. General Motors agrees to buy lender AmeriCredit for $3.5 billion. Now, you know, we own the 67% of that company. Our tax dollars at work, the debt instruments that are involved here, and they're out there buying a credit company, and they're spending $3.5 billion for it. Why don't they stick with automobiles? General Motors, here's the article, David Welch, New News. General Motors Company, the automaker, 61% owned by the United States, and that's by the U.S., by the way, the U.S. That's that corporation in the District of Criminals. This is this legal fiction. This is this parallel government. This is the corporate government owned, General Motors, owned 61% by the U.S. That's all of you 14th Amendment citizens out there, everybody with your Social Security card and all of that. Yeah. Chief Financial Officer Chris Liddell revealed the acquisition in a briefing today at GM headquarters in Detroit. GM and AmeriCredit reached a definitive agreement on the deal, which has been approved by the boards of both companies. GM said The deal is expected to close in the fourth quarter. The move will give GM more ability to lend to customers with damaged credit, which will help GM reach more borrowers. Adding AmeriCredit to our team will improve our competitiveness in auto financing offerings, the chief executive officer, Ed Whitaker, said in a statement. Whitaker had wanted to buy or start a lending arm before the fourth quarter initial public offering, people familiar with the matter said in May. The automakers declined a deal that couldn't be reached in that time frame. People with direct knowledge said earlier this month the price of $24.50 a share represents a 24% premium to the Fort Worth, Texas-based AmeriCredit closing prices yesterday. So everything happens in Texas, doesn't it? Isn't it amazing? Here's a rather interesting little ditty. Let's go here. Talk about the ETFs all the time, the exchange-traded funds, the SPDR gold shares, and others. This is a rather revealing article off Bloomberg this morning, new news. Let's see, a guy named Flynn, it's Flynn McRoberts. Well, my, what a Scottish name he has. Anyway, July 22nd, 2010, new news. Here we go. Like so many investors in the spring of 2009, this is kind of like a story. He's rolling it out in a story. Gordon Wolf needed to dig out of a hole. A 68-year-old psychologist in Napa, California, Wolf was a buy-and-hold sort of guy, yet the nest egg he had entrusted to his broker at Merrill Lynch was suddenly down by more than 50%. So what happened when you get that third-party risk going? The best way to go, of course, is to just take physical possession of your gold and silver. But this is not what this fellow did, Mr. Wolf. Okay, Mr. Wolf. Now, watch those wolves, by the way. Watch those names very carefully. You know, Bertrand Russell. No, it was Bernard Baruch. Bernard Baruch's great-granddaddy, the Jewish slave trader. Yeah, his last name was Wolf also. The broker had invested much of it in a range of exchange-traded funds, or ETFs, a relatively new financial innovation that was replacing mutual funds in the hearts and portfolios of many investors. An ETF, which can be bought or sold like a stock, attempts to track the price of a particular basket of assets, tech stocks, for instance, or high-yield bonds, or commodities ranging from wheat to gold or to oil or natural gas. The commodity ETFs were supposed to offer a hedge against equity losses, but in the crash of 2008, everything fell in tandem. Now, it was early in 2009, and Wolf was watching oil fall to $34 a barrel. That had to be an opportunity, he figured, so he called his Merrill Lynch broker and asked about the U.S. Oil Fund, an ETF designed to track the price of light sweet crude. Quote, this seems to be something good, close quote, Wolf told the broker, and had him buy about $10,000 worth of USO, or U.S. Oil Fund. What happened next didn't make sense. Wolf watched oil go up, as predicted, yet USO kept going down. In February of 2009, for example, crude rose 7.4%, while USO fell 7.4%. What was going on? Wolf logged on to Seeking Alpha financial blog and searched for USO. He found plenty of angry discussion about the fund. Lots of people were losing lots of money because thousands of American investors had seen the same sort of an opportunity Wolf had. Record investments? By the end of 2009, they had a record $277 billion invested in commodity ETFs and other securities linked to raw materials, a 50-fold jump from $5.5 billion a decade earlier, according to Barclays Capital. During that time, Wall Street had transformed the reputation of commodities from a hyper-volatile investment that can steal your shirt to a booster for battered portfolios, something that rose when stocks fell and hedged against inflation. Bloomberg Businessweek reports in its July 26 issue, people who would never think of buying a tanker of crude or a silo of wheat could now put both commodities in their 401ks. Suddenly, everyone was a speculator, all right? And some were losing big. the commodity ETFs weren't living up to their hype, and the reason had to do with a word Wolf had never heard before. As he browsed the blogs, he says, "I'm seeing people talking about something called contango. Contango. Nobody would define it." Well, we will right after this. Stay tuned.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned right now from the chat room where we're having nanosecond responses to the same questions with the same responses. Anyway, very interesting stuff going on in the chat room. Folks, if you're not in there, you ought to be. Log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com and get involved with that very, very stimulating conversation going on in the chat room this morning. Back to our news article again. We're trying to figure out what is a contango. What is a contango? If you don't know, boy, you better not get involved with the ETFs, because here we go. Wolf called his broker and asked about contango. What is it? Nobody would define it. Rigged game? I don't know what it is, the broker replied. He called his other broker at Charles Schwab. You know, when Charles Schwab speaks, everyone listens. Well, he didn't know either, said Wolf. He said he'd ask around. Weeks later, after Wolf educated himself, he fired his Merrill broker and pulled out his money. Merrill and Schwab declined to comment. By then, he'd lost $2,500 on U.S. oil. That's U.S. oil fund, USO. If it wasn't a rigged game, close quote, he says, I could figure it out. But it is a rigged game. Isn't that what we tell you each and every morning? when you get involved with this stuff, you know, be prepared. This is not a place to be putting all of your life savings. This is not a place for the timid. This is water that is swum in on a daily basis, nanosecond by nanosecond, front-running algorithm by front-running algorithm, by some of the most devious sharks on the planet. Scumballs, generally, to the man. Anyway, they all make their living on commission, solely on commission. They're always selling you something you should never have bought, and they won't sell anything that they don't want you to sell without rolling you into something else. But again, here's a fellow, Wolf, who's lost some big money in these ETFs. Contango, here you go, here's your definition, is a word traders use to describe a specific market condition. When contracts for future delivery of a commodity are more expensive than near-term contracts for the same stuff. It is common in commodity markets, though as Wolf and other investors learned, it can spell doom for commodity ETFs. Contango. Contango. Not the same as Chitango. That's where we have our chat room. But Contango. When the futures contracts that commodity funds own are about to expire, fund managers have to sell them and buy new ones. Otherwise, they would have to take delivery of billions of dollars worth of raw materials. No one wants that, of course. This is speculation. This is the casino. This is the great crap game of life. When they buy the more expensive contracts, more expensive thanks to Contango, they lose money for their investors. Contango eats a fund's seed corn, chewing away its value. Be very careful if you're a day trader. Know what you're doing. Getting involved in the stock markets, as Dr. Stan says, is a great way to turn a very large fortune into a very small fortune in a very short period of time. Here's an example. The Standard & Poor's Goldman Sachs Commodity Index, that would be the S&P GSCI, which tracks 24 raw materials, is the basis for as much as $80 billion of investment. Managers of funds linked to the index, created by Goldman in 1991, have to buy their next month's future contracts between the 5th and the 9th business day of each month, and God help you if you're away on vacation and you forgot your iPod or whatever they use, your tablet or your applet or whatever they call them. During that period in May, fund managers sold contracts for June delivery of crude oil prices at $75.67 a barrel. On average, according to data compiled by Bloomberg, managers replacing those futures with July contracts had to pay $79.68 a barrel. After the roll period ended, the July contract fell back to $75.43. For each of the thousands of contracts, in other words, managers paid $4 for nothing, and the value of their funds dropped accordingly. Dumb money? Well, Contango isn't the only reason commodity ETFs make lousy buy-and-hold investments. Professional future traders exploit the ETF's monthly rolls to make easy profits at the little guy's expense. And you just thought you were a knowledgeable day trader, right? Unlike ETF managers, the professionals don't trade at set times. They can buy the next month ahead of the big programmed rolls to drive up the price, or they can sell before the ETF, pushing down the price investors get paid for expiring futures. The strategy is called pre-rolling. Quote, "I make a living off the dumb money," close quote, said Emil Van Essen, founder of an eponymous commodity trading company in Chicago. Van Essen developed software that predicts and profits from pre-rolling. Quote, "These index funds get eaten alive by people like me," close quote. He says he makes a living off the dumb money. A look at 10 well-known funds based on commodity futures found that since the inception, all 10 have trailed the performance of their underlying raw materials, according to Bloomberg data. The biggest oil ETF, the U.S. Oil Fund, which Wolf had bought and which has now got $1.9 billion invested in it, has dropped 50% since it started in April of 2006, even as crude oil climbed 11%. Well, that's the way it goes, Bubba. That's the way it goes, baby, when you get into something that you don't understand. It makes a lot of sense to buy physical gold and silver coins. An ounce of gold, a quarter ounce of gold, a tenth ounce of gold. Buy bullion gold if you like. You can buy numismatic gold if you want to speculate in that area. MS-61s, 2s and 3s perhaps. Some people like to get into the real high stuff, the collectibles, the gem qualities. I say MS-61s and 62s. Silver bullion. Just buy the silver eagles. You can avoid most of the rest of them. They have such a hellacious premium knocked onto them for the fancy design, but it's still just an ounce of silver. Here's another one. And this one really has a tendency to pee me off, I guess would be the way to say it in public. Philip Morris, profit increases on higher cigarette prices. Don't you like that? The higher the price of cigarettes goes, these guys just continue to rake more and more off the top. I thought they were being penalized by the high taxes. Apparently, they just continue to profit. It's a shame, though, because with the taxes, fewer and fewer people are able to enjoy their favorite brands. Philip Morris International, Inc., this article by Chris Burritt, this morning's news, new news off Bloomberg, the world's largest publicly traded tobacco company, posted a 28% gain in second quarter profit after raising cigarette prices in where? In countries such as Australia and Mexico. Interesting, this article is going to reveal they don't do much in the U.S. Excuse me, net income advanced to $1.98 billion. Or $1.07 a share, the New York-based company said today in a statement, excluding some items, earnings were $1 a share, compared with the 97-cent average of estimates compiled by Bloomberg. The company also raised its full-year profit forecast. Cigarettes are a good business this year. The price increases have helped Philip Morris, the maker of the Marlboro cigarette, make up for the falling shipments as the slumping European economy and tax increases in the U.S. sap demand. Tax increases sap demand. Slumping European economy. So they're going to Mexico. They're going to Australia. They're going any place they can to sell their butts. Revenue rose 14% to $17.4 billion with favorable foreign exchange adding another $419 million. All right, they're running $17.4 billion in imports, exports, and all of that, but it's this foreign exchange. We report on it every morning. This morning, the Canadian loonie, it's exchanging at 96 cents U.S., the Swiss franc at 96 cents U.S., the euro at $1.29, and so forth. Favorable foreign exchange rates added an additional $419 million to their treasure chest. All Philip Morris sales come from outside the U.S. That's a head-scratcher, isn't it? What do they mean? All Philip Morris's sales come from outside the U.S. I thought they still sold Marlboros and smoked them in America. What's up with that? Philip Morris fell 74 cents to $49.89 yesterday in New York Stock Exchange composite trading. The shares had gained 3.5% this year before today, compared with a 4.1% drop in the Standard & Poor 500 index. Well, there's more to that, but I want to go to this one. Let's see if I can actually find it. Here it is right here, right? Maybe some of you are going to remember this. The Children's Health Insurance Program Reauthorization Act of 2009. This is CHIPRA, or Public Law 111-3, reauthorized the Children's Health Insurance Program, the CHIP, you know, CHIP your children. Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIPRA, finances CHIP through federal year 2013. It will preserve coverage for the millions of children who rely on CHIP today and provides the resources for states to reach millions of additional uninsured children. This legislation will help the health and the well-being of our nation's children. And this is off the www.cms.gov website, CHIPRA, C-H-I-P-R-A. This is a $17 and some change per pound on rolling tax on rolling tobacco and the increased taxes on cigarettes and cigars and pipe tobacco that's financing this children's health insurance program, brother.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And blowing into the final segment of the first hour of today's two-hour broadcast, here we are still stuck on the news. Margaret Collins writing for July the 22nd, new news for Bloomberg. Newly fired U.S. workers won't get health insurance break under the jobs bill. I don't know about y'all, but I'm a little bit tired of this socialist nanny state that we live in. U.S. workers who lost their jobs as of June the 1st won't be eligible for a 65% federal subsidy to help pay for health insurance under an employment bill the Senate approved yesterday. I guess that rules out the limousine and the driver. Maybe their housekeepers, their government-provided housekeepers won't be by to clean up after the unemployed this week. I know it's never fun being without work, but my God. Eligibility for the financial help expired May the 31st, meaning workers who lost their jobs after that date don't qualify. Those already receiving the benefit may continue to pay reduced premiums for up to 15 months, according to the Department of Labor. I mean, some of the numbers that are going to come up here in this article stagger me. If you're unemployed, this is a quote from Kathleen Stoll, if you're unemployed, you're not in a position to be able to pay for your coverage of your family at full price, close quote. Yeah, if you're unemployed, you're not in a position to pay for too much, anything more than you have in savings. What do you think? You know, we got the magic fairy, as Mike Chambers says, the money fairy's going to come around and sprinkle something on you. Anyway, if you're unemployed, you're not in a position to be able to pay for coverage of your family at full price. One of the reasons why you're unemployed, honey, is because people have to, you know, the employers have to pay for all of this expensive insurance for you. Now you're having to pay for it out of your own pocket, and it's not feeling good. Anyway, said Kathleen Stoll, Director of Health Policy for Families USA, a nonprofit consumer advocacy group based in Washington, quote, "This was a really important provision that put health care coverage within reach," close quote. Now, I think really health care starts at home, doesn't it? A little bit of fresh air, a little bit of exercise, maybe a little bit of yard work, a little bit of stimulating reading and discussion from time to time. Get out, exercise, move about a little bit, you know, be very careful about what you ingest. What goes in is what you, you know, become. Anyway, the economic stimulus plan passed in February of 2009. What have we created? A society of the sick here? The land of the walking dead? You know, I've never in my life, other than this last decade, heard so bloody much attention being focused on financing and underwriting the great expansion of the healthcare industry. I don't know about you where you live, but certainly here in southwest Missouri, in the rural part of Missouri, if you look in the newspaper under unemployment help wanted, it's all about medicine. It's all about, you know, the medical lodge this and Red Rose that, and you know, all the nursing homes and staff helpers and bedpan changers and body turners and all of the things that people do, you know, the needle pushers and the pill passers and all of that. But anyway, continuing, I'll say this again, the economic stimulus plan passed in February of 2009 created a subsidy covering 65% of fired employees' monthly health premiums, of course. So our tax dollars are supporting other people's health premiums. U.S. workers who are fired or resign from their jobs can generally remain on their former employee's health plan for as long as 18 months under the 1986 law known as COBRA. COBRA, right? You ever look at that little serpent that winds its way up the symbol for the medical profession? Never thought of it as a cobra before, but it looks like that might be appropriate. A cobra. They typically pay the entire cost of coverage in a 2% administrative fee. The subsidy meant that the average family paid $398 a month compared with $1,137 a month. Now, maybe many of you are paying these kinds of exactions and extortions and penalties and taxes of every kind, you know, Equal Rights Amendment. But I can't even imagine paying $398 a month or all the way up to $1,137 a month as a, what is it, an insurance. You know, insurance, it's like kind of a bet. You're betting on against getting sick or something. I don't know. I don't think I've ever spent $1,137 in my entire life in any one year of my life on medicine or medical services. $1,137. Now that the subsidy is gone, there will be more people who just won't be able to afford coverage. Maybe if we all got rid of our coverage, we would stop shoving our faces full of chemicalized feeds. It's just like the mandatory automobile insurance. You have your car and you have it registered and you have it inspected and licensed and you get your insurance, and then it's like, put the top down, baby. Hand me that lucky logger. I'll take a couple of lines off that mirror and let's go for a ride. Where's your sense? Continuing, long-term joblessness. The number of long-term unemployed or those jobless for 27 weeks or more was 6.8 million as of June, or 46% of unemployed individuals, according to the Labor Department. Of course, you know their numbers are always grossly low. The subsidy benefited about 2 million households last year at a cost of about $2 billion, according to the Treasury Department. Senators Bob Casey, a Pennsylvania Democrat, and Sherrod Brown, an Ohio Democrat, introduced legislation last month that would have extended the program to those fired through November the 30th, which would have cost an additional $6.8 billion over 10 years, according to May report by Congress's Joint Committee on Taxation. Lawmakers dropped the COBRA extension and other assistance provisions in the jobless bill amid concerns over how to pay for them. This is always the problem. This is always the problem with the Keynesian School of Economics, the idea that you can, the false model, that you could actually spend your way into prosperity, that you could actually buy things that you can't afford, that you could actually have things in your life that, you know, you never paid for. House vote, the legislation passed by the Senate would extend through November a program offering the long-term unemployed up to 99 weeks of assistance while providing aid retroactively to those whose checks were cut off as lawmakers debated the measure. So not only are we throwing money ahead of us by the wheelbarrow, we're also throwing money over our shoulders retroactively, sending out checks, sending out checks. Sending out checks. The House of Representatives must also pass the bill, and a vote is scheduled for today. Workers who lose their job and are no longer eligible for health insurance subsidy should check if they or their children may be eligible for other public aid, such as Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program. CHIP. Thank you very much. I appreciate having you spend an additional $17.21 a pound for my rolling tobacco to finance your children's health insurance program. Why don't you pay for your children's health insurance and get out of my rolling tobacco? I don't know. Am I just kind of a weirdie on that one? Here's another one. As long as we're talking about throwing away money on stupid things, Obama to sign a law limiting $110 billion in erroneous government payments. So not only do they throw their money away, our money away, your children's money away, not only are we going continuously into greater and greater amount of debt, having the shackles of control put on us by Binyamin Shalom, I love Israel, Bernanke, and the others, not only are we having these shackles of debt put on us, but the children, our grandchildren, all right? But here's a law, an interesting law. Obama to sign a law limiting $110 billion in erroneous government payments by Kate Anderson Brower, New News Today. President Barry the Usurper will sign legislation today to limit erroneous payments by the government and announce a new goal of reducing improper payments by $50 billion before 2012. Boy, if you're getting improper payments, you better get as much of them as you can, because they're, even though they're only going to cut off $50 billion of them out of $110 billion, you know, your erroneous payments might be cut off. The Improper Payments Elimination and Recovery Act. We have to pass legislation for this. People ought to be going to jail here. The Improper Payments Elimination and Recovery Act will help to limit improper payments to individuals, organizations, and contractors, according to the administration official. The White House said in 2009, a record of almost $110 billion was paid by the government to the wrong person in the wrong amount. And for all of the wrong reasons. Well, we'll pick that up and finish it on the other side of our top of the hour break, hour number two, straight ahead.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, July the 22nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that, hard facts, certainly, and workable solutions wherever and whenever we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. You can also jump in and join us on our interactive portion of today's broadcast by logging on and bookmarking becomevocallocal.com and jump into our chat room discussion there where many people are already in progress. You can call in throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. Toll free, or if you live in the Austin, Texas area and have unlimited long distance access on your telephone, you can call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. Of course, if you're out there in the listening land, you might be in Minneapolis or Jordan, Minnesota. There you can just simply tune in to AM 1710 Liberty Radio and listen to our broadcast live in this second hour. Let's go back into this news basket here. Finish out this article. Again, the government throwing money where it doesn't belong, paying money to people that don't deserve it, people that are dead, people that, well, here's the article anyway. The Improper Payments Elimination and Recovery Act will help to limit improper payments to individuals, organizations, and contractors, according to the administration official. The White House said in 2009 a record of almost $110 billion was paid by the government to the wrong person in the wrong amount and for the wrong reasons. God, could I get in that gravy train? Let some of that billion flow across me. That would be my prayer for this morning. The law is intended to create ways to recover improper payments, allow the recovered funds to be used to improve financial management, and ensure that agencies comply with the law. In the past 3 years, the government paid benefits totaling more than $180 million to approximately 20,000 Americans who had died, according to the statement. More than $230 million in benefits were paid to about 14,000 fugitives or people in jail who were ineligible for them. The release said this legislation is intended to help reduce the budget deficit, which is projected at a record of $1.55 trillion in the fiscal year ending September the 30th, up almost 10% from last year's $1.41 trillion. I would have to say that the corporation, U.S. or USA, or all caps, the government of the United States, needs a change in leadership. Oh, my. The board of directors and all the various agencies need to go bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. Just a few days now until the midterm elections. Hope you're planning on voting. I hope you'll vote the bums out. As we become a vocal a local. Now, let's see what we can find over here. This is a rather interesting article. At least the headline caught my attention right off of Bloomberg. Joe Lima, writing for Bloomberg, July the 21st, yesterday, former dictator Antonio de Oliveira Salazar might have been remembered as Portugal's best investor, had central bank rules allowed the company to benefit from his shrewdest trade, Europe's biggest gold pile. Gold pile? Gold pile. You know, Bloomberg and the others in New York City, they don't like to talk about gold any more often than they have to, but this kind of an article forces the discussion. Anyway, here's the article. Portugal owns more of the precious metal relative to the size of its economy than any Euro country, accumulated mostly during Salazar's 36 years in power, using savings and money from exports, including tungsten and canned fish. Boy, what you can do with tuna. Of course, if you have enough tungsten and plate the outside of your bars with gold, you can really make things look impressive from the outside. Anyway, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, July the 22nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Back into the news box, going over to Portugal. You know, yesterday at this time of the day, we had a call from Ed from Louisiana, one of our longtime listeners and frequent callers. Ed from Louisiana always brings such a poignant comments to the table. But we were talking about the idea of gold and the idea of the gold standard and so on and so forth. But this gives you a little bit better understanding of the real use of gold. And this fellow, young dictator as he was, 36 years in power, Salazar here in Portugal, tells you a little bit more about the proper use of gold. Gold's 26% advance in the past years leaves Portugal holding an increasingly valuable asset, though one the indebted government can't touch because the law prevents proceeds from going to state coffers. Can you imagine, folks, the intelligence of legislation that would prohibit those greasy slime balls in the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury from touching our gold? Of course, we made a great mistake when we handed them the keys to Fort Knox. Again, gold's 26% advance in the past year leaves Portugal holding an increasingly valuable asset, even though they're one of the little pigs, remember? Oh, those little pigs. Those nasty little pigs need to be subsidized, right? And they're sitting there holding a pile of gold, the biggest in euros, in the eurozone. Anyway, Portugal's holding an increasingly valuable asset, the one the indebted government can't touch because the law prevents the proceeds from going to the state coffers. Quote, with the increase in the price of gold, you have some nice booked gains, but you can't cash them in, close quote. Okay? With the increase in the price of gold, this is as much truth as you're going to get. With the increase in the price of gold, you have some nice booked gains, but you can't cash them in, close quote. Now, every day we're talking about the price of gold going up and up and up and silver going up and up and up. And yesterday when I suggested that part of the soundness of investing in physical possession, gold and silver coins, was to take them out of the globalist hands and put them in the Lilliputians' pockets and in their sock drawers and cookie jars and things all across America, an ounce of gold here, a few ounces of silver there. The more we have in our possession, the less they can have in their possession, all right? Anyway, the idea, though, is you have some nice booked gains. Let's say you bought gold at $275 an ounce, and now this morning it's $1,186.50 an ounce. You've had a tidy return on your investment. You do the math, just divide one by the other. You'll see how many hundreds and hundreds of, actually hundreds and hundreds of percentage increase has happened there. But, of course, at the same time, the value, the purchasing power of the dollar has gone down and down and down and down and down. And you really can't book your, you know, these are booked gains, but you can't really cash them in, knowing that the price of gold is very likely to go far higher, and silver too. As we get the London Bullion Market Association, as we get COMEX out in the open, as GATA and the GATA is the gold trust. They're doing all of the exposés. We've reported that in the past. Anyway, as we start to find out how much they have been fleecing the people, get them out of the system and start to purge the system at that level, gold and silver is going to go up astronomically, I believe. I truly do. But even if it didn't, what would you put your money into if you were to cash in your gold and take advantage of the $1,186.50 price today? Would you put it into a dollar-denominated asset? I thought that's why we got out of dollar-denominated assets. Would you put it into something else? Maybe you would buy crude oil. Crude oil is fluctuating from anywhere from $35 to $70. It might go up to $90. It might go back to $40. Who knows? As the highs got higher and the lows got higher as well in gold for the past, well, many years. It's the longest running bull market in the history, in recorded history anyway. It's been a long time since you've seen this kind of increase. But what would you do with your money? What would you put it into? Storage foods and ammunition? Would you put it into automobiles and real estate as real estate prices continue to plummet? I think not. So it's really, like this article says, with the increase in the price of gold, you have some nice booked gains, but you can't cash them in. And that's good for the people of Portugal, because their former leader, the Salazar, had the intelligence, the fiscal intelligence, to set aside a portion of all they earned in gold and set it aside for the future. Remember, we went through this process about getting your financial house in order, living beneath your means. The idea of having one of your accounts that you would set up for yourself, even if these were just envelopes in a drawer someplace. But this is your savings to save account. This is not a savings to spend account. That's a different account. This is a savings to save account. This is the saving against all unforeseeables. Anyway, continuing along, said David Schnoz, a strategist at Commerzbank AG in London, quote, it's a buffer for an extreme case scenario. I mean, there's so much truth in this one little paragraph. Everything you need to know about gold and investing in gold can be found right here. With the increase in the price of gold, you have some nice booked gains, but you can't cash them in quite yet. It's a buffer for an extreme case scenario. Let's say you do find yourself completely out of work. Let's say you do find yourself in a health crisis, if you will. It's nice to have a little gold and silver set aside to tide you over in the tough times. Of course, we don't do that anymore in America. We don't invest in anything other than plasma TVs, I guess, in most places. Anyway, continuing, Portugal's budget deficit is 3 times the limit for Euro's members, and its debt will equal 84% of its gross domestic product this year. Standard & Poor's gives Portugal the second lowest credit rating after Greece among the 16 Euro countries, even though Portugal is sitting on a pile of gold. The 382.5 tons of gold that Portugal holds are valued at about $14.7 billion, or 6.8% of their gross domestic product, after converting it into euros. This is another reason why I bring to your attention on a daily basis that spider on the corner of the web, the SPDR gold shares, GLD. They're holding 1,308.13 metric tons of gold, valued at $50.10 billion this morning, as compared with Portugal's 382.5 tons, almost a whole 1,000 tons more gold in this one exchange-traded fund. Bloomberg's calculations in International Monetary Fund data show Italy's gold equals 4.8% of the economy, followed by Germany's with 4.2%. Greece's gold reserves equal 1.4% of the gross domestic product. Notice Germany holds 4.2% of their economy in gold. Italy holds 4.8%. Excuse me. Italy is another one of the little pigs, of course, and Germany has been very adamant. Ms. Merkel has been very adamant about having the United States return Germany's gold. Gold ignored. Moody's Investor Service, which cut Portugal's rating by 2 notches on July the 13th, only looks at gold reserves in cases where governments need to generate hard currencies, such as dollars and euros. When a government needs to generate hard currencies, such as dollars and euros. Certainly nothing hard about fiat money, is there? Well, we'll be right back. Moody's has been wrong before. I think they've called the wrong here, too.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your Liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And so as we attempt to keep our finger on the greater pulse, the global financial economic disorder that's coming down on us and upon us, it helps to continue to add to our treasure chest of understanding the names of more and more of these corrupt criminal batards that are involved in things out here. But this is a rather interesting little twist, okay? This particular article we're going to go to next it has a lot to do with Agenda 21. It has a lot to do with FEMA and the NIMS program. It has a lot to do with Katrina. It has much to do with the Gulf of Mexico today as they are trying to recover from the Macondo geyser, or whatever you want to call it. This is important stuff. Now, back when Vicki Davis was joining us on Tuesdays and Thursdays, sure liked those broadcasts. I really liked the Daryl Eberhardt on Wednesdays, too. But when Vicki and I were going through the various things we were going through, she brought out a CNN. She's a real C-SPAN, thing. She's a C-SPAN junkie by her own testimony. And brought to our attention this Catherine Sebelius and Janet Napolitano conference that they had, where we were introduced to the CEOs of Motorola, for instance, where they were complaining about, you know, these are the people Motorola had the radios that the New York first responders were using that couldn't seem to operate inside and outside of the building and that sort of stuff. You know, Motorola is involved in all this. So many of these other companies are as well. I'm trying to think of it, communications. But this group was there in that conference, too. Here's the article. Travelers, now this is an insurance company, profit falls, insurer cuts top range of forecast. Of course, I get a lot of email traffic from Chris, 5, in the chat rooms. And she had brought to my attention, not so much that I wasn't aware of it, but I was very interested in following cat bonds. Of course, I came across the cat bonds years ago when I was studying the FEMA's all-hazard mitigation planning system. I found out all about that a long time ago. But to bring it to your attention, here's an article. You can find out about it yourself up on Bloomberg. Sarah Fryer writing new news for July the 22nd for Bloomberg. Travelers Co's, or companies, the insurer added to the Dow Jones Industrial Average last year. All right. Recent addition, you know, and the Dow Jones, one of those things, it's like changing socks or toilet paper. When you run out or as they fall off or they're downgraded, they're dropped off and another one comes on. And unless you're following the list, you might not be noticing that. But anyway, the insurer added to the Dow Jones Industrial Average, that's the interesting thing there, cut the top end of its full-year profit forecast after second quarter results missed analyst estimates as the economic slump pressured sales and catastrophe costs rose. Now, underline that, catastrophe costs rose. You never let a good crisis go to waste, right? Well, they certainly don't. They sell insurance, cat bonds, catastrophe bonds, and many cities, municipalities, and even states and private investors and corporate investors buy bets on whether or not we're going to have another hurricane, or whether we're going to have a spate of tornadoes, or whether the electrical storms that roll through the Midwest will wreak havoc and blow houses to smithereens and blow up computers and TVs and all sorts of things. Whether or not the crops will suffer from a drought, or whether there will be a big flood in the Mississippi River drainage basin, and so on and so forth. Catastrophe, catastrophe, or as Robert Schauder calls it, cataster. Cataster bonds, perhaps, will be a new trading instrument. Net income for travelers fell to $670 million, or $1.35 a share from $740 million. Of course, you know, as we read through these Bloomberg articles, they always plug the stock shares. You would expect them to do so. This is where they make their money in the big crap game in New York. Net income fell $670 million to, or $1.35 a share, blah, blah, blah. They're not paying us for an advertisement, so we'll let it go. Travelers, led by Chief Executive Officer Jay Fishman. Now, Jay was one of the speakers at that C-SPAN panel. He was one of the professionals. He was one of the experts, say, all right? Travelers, led by Chief Executive Officer Jay Fishman, 57, is competing for business in a market that has been in decline after job cuts in construction and manufacturing reduced demand for business insurance. Businesses insure against catastrophes. Businesses insure against losses, right? Travelers said full-year operating profit will be $5.20 to $5.45, blah, blah, blah. Quote, a lot of people are concerned over the current competitive state of property casualty pricing cycle, said an analyst, Daniel Theriault, at Portales Partners LLC. Quote, I just don't see a catalyst for the stock in the near future. They're looking at casualty pricing, etc. Travelers was little changed this year through yesterday in New York Stock Exchange composite trading compared with 2.9% slide in the 30 company Dow. 30 companies listed on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Industry wide, policy sales fell 1.3% to $105.1 billion in 3 months, ended March 31st. The Property Casualty Insurers Association of America said June the 23rd. We can use lots of different indicators if we're paying attention to the marketplace. And certainly when businesses are not buying insurance, it's because largely their businesses are going out of business, or they're not increasing their insurance, perhaps because they are closing down or idling or shuttering plants. But again, industry-wide policy sales fell 1.3%. Until the slump began 3 years ago, quarterly sales had fallen only twice since 1987. So it's been a very, very good business. Casualty and catastrophes have been very, very good for Travelers Insurance. U.S. property and casualty sales have dropped for 12 straight quarters. Again, U.S. property and casualty sales, this is insurance, have dropped for 12 straight quarters through March the 31st as insurers lower rates to win business. It's very indicative of the state of the market. Dividend increases. Travelers increased its dividends twice in the last year and repurchased shares after remaining profitable in the financial crisis. Fishman put most of the company's fixed income investments in municipal bonds, sidestepping the losses from mortgage-backed securities that hobbled competitors. How did he know to do that? A little inside knowledge, and maybe a little whisper from Janet Napolitano. Chief Investment Officer William Haman, the Book of Esther in the Bible, if you haven't read it, might check it out. Haman told investors in May he doesn't lose sleep over the company's bond portfolio, even as municipal borrowers add to deficits. And we shared with you right out of the local newspaper here how the town that I live just outside of, actually, the nearby city of about 2,500 people has just borrowed $1 million, even as municipal borrowers add to deficits. You know, this is lending to small companies. You're going to hear about that in a moment here with Benjamin Bernanke. We'll talk about that. But in case I forget and have a brain lapse, the idea is that you want to get small companies borrowing money. Well, who are the small companies? Well, they're not. It's not Radio Shack. It's not your local grocer. No, no. Small companies mean small town America. Small towns, small counties, all right? A small company. It's just like the big company is the United States government, USA, America, and all the other trade names, you know. The slightly smaller companies are the ones like Missouri and Alabama, you know, all caps. Well, the small companies are like your hometown America. We'll be right back. A little bit of news from Benjamin Bernanke and John Stuart Mill.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, as I was trying to fire something off there in the chat room. Oh, my, I was caught. Okay, caught unprepared. All right, get back to the audience here, Will. The extended audience. Certainly, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com or vocallocal.org and enjoy the chat room discussion. Lengthy article on Bloomberg. I want to close out with this. I'm not going to read all of it. I really want to close out another chapter in the study of John Stuart Mill, but this one, Bernanke avoids pledging action even as the outlook is uncertain. Even as the outlook is uncertain. Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke signaled that signs of a deeper economic weakness would be needed to justify additional monetary stimulus, even as he said there's an unusually uncertain outlook for growth. Of course, then the stock market crashed and gold went down and everything else. He really does need to keep his mouth shut. He's just about as dangerous. He's just about as much of an economic terrorist for America as Timmy Geithner. The Fed's near zero interest rates and record balance sheets are already, quote unquote, very stimulative. In other words, we're pooping dollars all over the floor, throwing them out the back of a helicopter, as Benjamin Helicopter Ben Bernanke coined that term. Bernanke said yesterday in a Senate testimony he outlined possible options, quote, if the recovery seems to be faltering, close quote, including amplifying the commitment to low borrowing costs while cautioning that officials haven't fully reviewed the measures. Bernanke's comments, including a reiteration that the Fed is planning for an exit from its unprecedented stimulus, sent stocks tumbling from Wall Street to Tokyo. While Bernanke left the door open to additional steps, he said nothing would happen in the near term. Well, what's new about that, Ben? Nothing's been happening in Washington for a long time, the last term or the next one. We'd have to be staring, he wrote, or he said, at a more significant redevelopment of financial crisis or a more detrimental downturn in activity to promote or provoke a significant policy response, close quote. All right. We'd have to be staring at a more significant redevelopment of financial crises or a more detrimental downturn in activity to provoke a significant policy response. Here's another quote, this one from Keith Ombre. That's, quote, that's probably a disappointment to some in the market that anticipate that every time when the market isn't continuing to steadily go up, it requires policymakers to do something, close quote, said Keith Ombre, whose firm oversees more than $91 billion. The Fed chief devoted a bigger portion of his prepared testimony to how the Fed would eventually withdraw its unprecedented credit expansions. Well, there's a whole bunch more on that. It's a lengthy article. And, of course, there will be a companion article coming out today, probably, after Benjamin Bernanke speaks again. So we'll see that tomorrow. But let's go back and revisit once again this John Stuart Mill, The Criterion of a Good Form, from his treatise on representative government. As we close out this chapter, The Criterion of a Good Form, having read the entire chapter on air, I really hope that you've taken the time to go out and add to your library John Stuart Mill's writings, this book that I have, The Everyman's Library, J.S. Mill, Utilitarianism on Liberty and Considerations of Representative Government, this an H.B. Acton edition, published back in 1972. Very interesting stuff in here. And the deeper I read into this, and every day after the broadcast, of course, that's what I do, is I return to my books and read. And as the deeper I go into his writings, of course, I can see all the reasons why I don't like John Stuart Mill. But at the same time, I can find all the reasons why he has been influential in the past. Not only does he have an incredible command of language, but he also has a very good understanding of argument, logic, and government. And many of the things that he writes about have been picked up on by other people, such as Aldous Huxley, you know, in his Brave New World and Brave New World Revisited, George Orwell in the 1984, other things. You know, all men are created equal, our founders said, and Orwell said that all men, all animals are created equal, and some animals are more equal than others. And it may very well have been a reflection on the writings of John Stuart Mill and on representative government, that prompted that phrase used by Orwell. Continuing, right back to where we left off. Let us consider again, just a short review, let us consider again the example of an opposite character afforded by another and a comparatively insignificant Oriental people, the Jews, period. All right? So as he's writing in England in the time, 1850, he's using a phrase, obviously, or a thought, extending a thought commonly held in his time, not totally philosophically radical, not provokingly, but something commonly understood, that this relatively or comparatively insignificant Oriental people, hyphen, the Jews. Now, you look at someone like William Crystal and you say, is this man Oriental? Doesn't look Oriental to me, not at all, not one whit. Looks pretty much German to me, but anyway. You know, this difference, and we spoke about it in the past, the difference between the Ashkenazim and the Jews, the people of that region, the people these, you know, in the back, if you recall, go way back, when we went through the lengthy study, and all of these waybacks, folks, are in our Wayback Machine. You can find the oraclebroadcasting.com, Become Vocal Local archives page, and just go in our Wayback Machine and pick up these really early talks a year ago on this network. But we went through a long study on Edward McNall Burns' History of Civilizations, where we discovered that even from a historical standpoint, this whole idea of the beginning of what became Judaism, as the Hebrews expanded, Judaism, Islam, and Christianity, these were the Oriental despotisms. Oriental despotisms, you know, we used to call the shores of the Mediterranean there in that region the Near East. And then there's the Middle East, and then there's the Far East. Today we just confuse it all and call it the Middle East and China or Asia. Anyway, all of the Hebrew boys there are actually Asians. All right, continuing. The Jew, comparatively insignificant. You know, I don't know how many of you have ever taken the time to sit down and read Thucydides, the Peloponnesian Wars, of which Thucydides was the historian, written so very, very long ago. Wars between Athens and Sparta and so on in the Mediterranean basin. He does mention a little bit about the Phoenicians, but mum's the word on these, you know, the chosen of God, the Hebrew people, not a word mentioned, as though they were non-existent at the time, insignificant. Well, like is said here by John Stuart Mill, quote, a comparatively insignificant Oriental people, the Jews. I guess they hadn't finished plagiarizing their book yet. They, too, had an absolute monarchy and a hierarchy. Now, this is ever so much important. Remember that in the Bible, it was the Jews calling out for a king. They wanted to have a king, like all the others. We want a king. We want a monarchy. All right? And that was a huge shift. And it started this trend of kings. As Christ warned in Matthew, 12 and 24, be not like the others. Don't put a man over you. Be an anarch, not man, not an arch, not archist. No codrus, please. No codes. No codrus. No archist. No triumphal arcs and arcs of triumph and all the rest of the arcs. None of the cathedrals. Don't be like them. No. And remember our founders, if you're not willing to be ruled by your creator, then you will be ruled by man. All that in these two sentences. But they, too, had an absolute monarchy and a hierarchy, and their organized institutions were as obviously sacerdotal origin as those of the Hindus. The Hindus. Of course, if you get into study of Vatican II, post-Vatican II Catholic religion, you understand that the Hindus are just as welcome in the Catholic Church as the Jews, as anyone else could be. These did for them what was done for the other Oriental races by their institutions. They subdued them into industry and order. Subdued them into industry and order. You can imagine that Mao Zedong was very successful subduing his people into industry and order, and they're cleaning our clocks today. And gave them a national life but neither their kings nor their priests ever obtained, as in those other countries, the exclusive molding of their characters. The kings of the Hebrews did not gain the exclusive molding of the character of the people. Their religion, which enabled persons of genius and a high religious tone to be regarded and to regard themselves as aspired from heaven, gave existence to an inestimably precious, unorganized institution, the order, if it may be so termed, of the prophets. And so now we have church and state. We'll be right back.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we come into this idea of a contrast between the kingly ones, the princes of light and the princes of darkness, the princely ones, the kings, kings set up to rule over them, not wanting to be ruled by God, but to be ruled by man. They have the kings on one side, and then they create, and this is how John Stuart Mill styles it here in this last little bit of this chapter, is the order of prophets. No, not prophets, P-R-O-F-I-T-S, although there's much to be found in history there. the order of prophets. That's a whole nother gambit of the Hebrews. But the order of prophets, you know, as they say, looking at the Tanakh or the Old Testament, you have the law, the writings, and the prophets. And then there's the New Testament, if you will, in the Bible. When you put them all together, then there's the Apocrypha that's sown within. And you should study the Apocrypha, too, if you're a Bible student. But anyway, you've got the law, the writings, and then the prophets. And so the order of prophets rose up late, but rose up they did. All right? And this is this idea of the, quote-unquote, separation of church and state. You have the kings in one pan of the balance scale, and on the other you have the prophets. Very, very, very powerful system. It's the beast system. Under the protection, generally, though not always effectual, of their sacred character, the prophets were a power in the nation. John Hagee, you know, and all of the rest of them. Going to name them off. You know who I'm talking about. But the prophets were a power in the nation, often more than a match for kings and priests, the lawgivers and the priests. But there were prophets as well. Now, wait a minute. What's going on? We have an order of prophets. We already have priests and we have kings. Maybe we've overlooked something. Perhaps it's the prophets that are the economists of their time. Perhaps the prophets were the bloggers of their day. Perhaps the prophets were the ones that could look into the future and say, Benjamin, snafu, this isn't going to work. Curious. So perhaps we have a church and we have a state and we have publicity. Now we have the state and the representatives and publicity with a power to vote, perhaps. The prophets were a power in the nation, often more than a match for kings and priests, and kept up in that little corner of the earth the antagonism of influences, which is the only real security for continued progress. So perhaps then we could understand that the priests then were like your local gendarme. You have your kings, of course, the heads of state. But you have these prophets, this publicity that always sits there. And what does it do? It influences the opinions and the cross currents of opinions of the people. Religion, and again, John Stuart Mill says, the antagonism of influences, which is the only real security for continued progress. Fascinating reading this man. I hope you've taken a chance to do so. Religion, consequently, was not there what it has been in so many other places, a consecration of all that was once established and a barrier against further improvement. The remark of a distinguished Hebrew, an M. Salvador, that the prophets were, in church and state, the equivalent of the modern liberty of the press, gives a just but not an adequate conception of the part fulfilled in national and universal history by this great element of Jewish or Hebrew life, the prophets. The prophets fulfilled the role here of the press. Interesting, huh? Experts say, the man behind the curtain said, the exposés, summoning one of the prophets up from the denizen to interpret dreams, etc. The priest couldn't do it. By means of which, the canon of inspiration never being complete, the persons most eminent in genius and moral feeling could not only denounce and reprobate with the direct authority of the Almighty whatever appeared to them deserving of such treatment. And so we come to the microphone each day and we, I guess we're kind of an equal opportunity hater here. The prophet we can denounce and reprobate with direct authority from the Almighty, Doug Owen and Lee Rogers, whatever appears to me deserving of such treatment. We'll slap down anybody, tried to kill the metal, but couldn't do it, but could give forth, but could give forth better and higher interpretations of the national religion, which thenceforth became part of the religion. So now we have a national religion. We have a federal compact. We have that federal trust established by the states, by and for the states, between the states. And yet we have a national government, and we have a federal system, and we have individual sovereign states, the separate states. Curious, as things become more complex. Accordingly, which thenceforth became part of the religion. Accordingly, whoever can divest himself of the habit of reading the Bible as if it was one book, which until lately was equally inveterate in Christians and in unbelievers, sees with admiration the vast interval between the morality and religion of the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Tanakh or the Torah, or even the historical books, the unmistakable work of Hebrew conservatives and the sacerdotal order, and the morality and religion of the prophecies, a distance as wide as between these last and the Gospels. You see what we're talking about here, where we listen to everyone, we read anyone, read everything, including the Bible. Because you'll find that there is much to learn there about what has actually become the systems today. Conditions more favorable to progress, again, he always uses that as a capital P, progress in order, capitalized. Conditions more favorable to progress could not easily exist. Accordingly, the Jews, instead of being stationary like other Asiatics, Asiatics, Orientals, Oriental despotism, the Jews, instead of being stationary like other Asiatics, were, next to the Greeks, the most progressive people of antiquity, and jointly with them, having been the starting point and main propelling agency of modern civilization. Curiouser and curiouser, saith the Cheshire Cat. It is, then, impossible to understand the question of the adaptation of forms of government to states of society without taking into account not only the next step, but all the steps which society has yet to make, both those which can be foreseen and the far wider indefinite range which is at present out of sight. It follows that to judge the merits of forms of government, an ideal must be constructed of the form of government most eligible in itself, that is, which, if the necessary conditions existed for giving effect to its beneficial tendencies, would, more than all others, favor and promote not some one improvement, but all forms of degrees of it. Thus, having been done, we must consider what are the mental conditions of all sorts necessary to enable this government to realize its tendencies, and what, therefore, are the various defects by which a people is made incapable of reaping its benefits. It would then be possible to construct a theorem of the circumstances in which that form of government may be wisely introduced, and also to judge, in cases in which it had better not be introduced, what inferior forms of polity will best carry those communities through the intermediate stages which they must traverse before they can become fit for the best form of government. And so ends the chapter. He's going to continue on in chapter 3 that the ideally best form of government is representative government. But again, he very carefully studies history. He brings to the fore all of his research, his multilingual, his Greek, his Latin, and his English understanding. He brings forth all the stuff that he read as a young person under the tutelage of his father as a home school student. Well, that's enough for today. We'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. I'll see you in the morning. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.